that rocks.
Hey, here we go. It's 8:49. Brock Hunter.
For the love of God, man.
It says, welcome to Snake's Bend.
Oh, hey, speaking of just shows and movies and whatnot, you know, since it's been nice out, I haven't really gotten to watch a lot of TV nor Netflix or any of that, but I threw it on over the weekend because there was a show that I was very interested in seeing, and I saw the first episode, and dude, it was fantastic. It was everything I wanted it to be. It's on Netflix, Unsolved Mysteries. They rebooted it. We talked about it last week.
I just saw that. Yeah. We were going to watch that last night. We watched the new Will Ferrell movie instead, mm-hmm. which was, it's dumb and funny. It was good. I liked it.
You need to check out this show.
Is it good?
Dude, I'm telling you. It's good. It's good. You know what I love about it? There's a couple nostalgic things in there that they kind of do from the old show. I mean, dude, okay, let's put it here. You can't beat Robert Stack coming out of the smoke, that creepy-ass voice. It's tough to top that. Robert Stack's the original host, you know, the guy with the trench coat of Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah.
Now it's a different kind of stylish show. It's more interview / you know, storytelling. And, man, the first episode was great. It's one of those. Well, here's the thing about it. I forget it's Unsolved Mysteries. So, like, at the end, you're like, oh, they didn't catch him? Oh, yeah, that's the name of the show, moron. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Unsolved. So
right. But, dude, it's good. If you guys haven't checked it out yet, and if it ever does rain, ever.
I know.
Throw that on because it's good.
All right. We'll check it out. I won't watch it. You recommend stuff I never watch.
I know. You never watch anything I watch.
I'm sure it's great, Hunter.
All right.
Awesome.
There's a few things you still have to watch. And I'm like, come on, man.
I'll watch it. I swear. I promise. All right. Well, first we got to do dumb vocabulary. That's not unsolved. That was dumb.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville. He's got your home. He's got your car. He's got your life. He's got your boat. And if you need it insured, Chris is your guy. He's got a trench coat full of insurance, okay?
Oh, yeah.
He just opens up. He says, what do you need? I got it right here in my trench coat. Give him a call, 269-408-8872. Chris.
There you go, Chris.
Nailed it. Your dumb vocabulary for today. What about bone taco?
A bone taco, huh?
Bone taco.
Is it a vagina?
That's part of it.
A bone taco. It's when two people mate and they create the, I don't know, what is it? I know it's something sexual.
Of course it is. Bone taco. You got part of it right. It's the actual term for sex. You make a bone taco. That's right.
I got it right. Mating, you know.
You got to put the ingredients together in order to make the bone taco. Yeah, you and your wife make bone tacos?
More of a soft shell taco or a hard shell kind of guy.
I hope it's not hard shell. Yeah. I've had a few too soft of tacos. You're like, I don't know. This taco's probably expired.
Yeah. She was a little old. She was up there in age.
Is that mold on this bone taco? No, it's just great cubes.
Is that a Dorito Loco taco? Ugh.
I would burn. Yeah, I've had a couple hot tacos before, you know.
Double decker.
What? No.
That's a chalupa.
Is that a Crunchwrap Supreme? How is that even possible? It doesn't make any sense. Oh, my God. This has been the dumbest one. Yeah. There you go. So, everyone out there, you know, make a little love. Make a little bone tacos in the bedroom.
Everybody loves tacos.
Yep. Just a little bone taco. It's so stupid. Sorry, Chris.